And yes, the very names of the weekdays, Thursday and Friday, named after their gods Thor and Frigg, their legacy in England runs deeper than vocabulary. Strategic settlements, sophisticated trade routes, and new legal concepts all sprouted from their time in English soil. These Norse visitors weren't content with mere raiding. They grabbed their chance at immortality by literally reshaping the nation's landscapes and seascapes with towns and trading posts that would endure for centuries. As we row deeper into their society, we discover a world of complexity with a clear social structure. We had the Jarls, the influential aristocracy, the Carls, free citizens who lived as farmers and tradespeople, and the thralls who served as bound servants yet had avenues for manumission in certain contexts. This was a societal setup echoing civilized organization, not barbaric chaos.